today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Hey, it's a great day for snowbirds and skiers. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Here in the New York City area, anyway, they said we were going to get a dusting of snow. Still coming down. Not much of the groundhog, right? So we'll kick back, enjoy some great music, get your quarters ready. We're going to fill up the jukebox. Get your shovels ready if you're on the East Coast. Time to dig out once again. We'll get you in the mix if you're listening live. It is Friday, February 5th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the very snowy New York City area anyway, on the East Coast. Number up and running, 347-857-4505. There are a few less candidates running for the Republican end of the presidential race in 2016. We'll talk. Also, Hillary versus Bernie, the big debate showdown. Who won that one? Inspiration to action, challenge, success stories, too. Hey, if you're listening live or on podcast, best place to chime in via Twitter at AB Writes. The show today brought to you in part by Audiophile. Caress your ears with music, from music to books to podcasts this weekend at Audiophile. Also by AT&T, mobilizing your world. And by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, 24/7. PopNet now features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show. So, yeah, it kind of was a tough week for a lot of folks. Lots of things happening, and you get to the cusp of the weekend, and all of a sudden you're hit with a blast of snow, making it ever more difficult to hit the weekend. Let's get started. Great one. Haven't heard this one in ages from Billy Joel on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Welcome aboard.
It's back breaking, bones shaking, belly aching, hard working. Two more hours to go. Yes, it's keeping me alive, doing 9 to 5. And I ain't got nothing to show. Better soon I'll be leaving with the wages I'm receiving, but I know it's gonna be alright. Come on, baby, take me away. We got some money to spend tonight.
Something screwy around here.
The game's up! You're surrounded! Come out with your hands on your head!
Goddamn. I need a drink.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start cooling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One of the night, but it can't be me. Son of a bitch, if I drink it clean, I'm gonna drink my life away. Somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. I wonder why. My heart is breaking, man is shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away. Son of a bitch, give me a drink.
cursing the groundhog as you're shuffling Son of a Bitch, big song, rolled out on the airwaves last year. Nathaniel Ratliff had the Night Sweats on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show. Also, I know you've been working for that weekend all week long, Friday on My Mind from Easy Beats. And Billy Joel, weekend song. Oh, haven't heard that one in oh so many years, I think, from the early days, 74. The Street Life Serenade album. What a beautiful picture that is, and weekend song. It is the Amy Beth Arkoui Show, so a few folks have dropped out of the Republican part of the presidential bid. No big surprise, I guess. Huckabee the other day dropped out right after Iowa. Rand Paul, Rick Santorum, who has thrown his endorsement to Marco Rubio, is also out. And, of course, Martin O'Malley on the Democratic side took his 0.6% and headed back to Maryland after Iowa. Big debate, we'll talk about it, between Hillary and Bernie. Did it change minds? Will it close the 20-plus point gap between the two in New Hampshire? And what about the future of the race? We'll see. We'll talk. Meantime, for those who are out of time, you can relax and enjoy it. You're the Stones. I'm Amy Beth Arkoui Show.
You don't know what's going on. You've been away for far too long. You can't come back and think you are still there. You're out of touch, my baby. My fortune's got a baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of hand. Well, baby, baby. Baby, 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 you're out of time. The girl who wants to run away discovers that you've had a day. It's so good you're thinking that you're off your man.
You're out of touch, my baby.
Going to hell.
Thank you.
24/7, and I never get a day off.
Always in life. Into the heart, some tears must fall.
towards Valentine's Day. Too Many Fish in the Sea, Marvelettes on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show. By the way, the best-selling group from Motown ever, and they're still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What gives? That one going out to Lynette, a forgotten 45. Also, the Motown song. I love that one from Rod Stewart. We just plucked it out for the heck of it, and a couple of folks chiming in as their forgotten 45 via Twitter. Love it when you guys play with us in real time. Thank you, Kendra and Petey. Appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure. And what else do we have? Arthur Connolly Jr., Forgotten 45 for Sammy. Sweet Soul Music. You'll gotta love that one. Honeycomb, speaking of sweet soul music from the 70s, One Monkey, Don't Stop, No Show for Annie. And Meyer Hawthorne, he knew how to take that old sound, like the Motown sound, bring in some new vibe and create a real original great sound, burst on the scene a few years ago with his breakout hit, The Walk. Out of time, too, from the Rolling Stones. So many candidates are out of time, but not Ben Carson. He's still in it, he claims. Remember on Iowa caucus night, he sent out this weird message to his supporters that he was going to be leaving to go down to Florida regardless of what the Iowa outcome was, and he wasn't headed to New Hampshire right away. Well, he did that, I guess, but it caused the people on the Cruz campaign to start tweeting to their supporters, hey, you know, it looks like Carson is going to be out, so hopefully we'll get those votes. So both Carson and Trump, who came in second, cried foul and wanted a recount. Now, Trump says he's moving on, but Carson still says it was unethical. Well, I don't know, though, because he signaled he was going to go, because when I heard that, I said that myself, it looks like he's about to drop out. I think it was, my theory is he was trying to dampen down expectations, because that way he could blame it on someone else that he only finished fourth, still fourth place finish, 9% of the vote. So it leaves the impression that, you know, had this shenanigans, which he instigated, not come on, he might have gotten a greater percentage of votes and maybe even a third or second place finish. Who knows? Just a theory. I'm not sure. But he says he's still in it, so he's in New Hampshire now, for the record. He was beamed in via satellite on The View, and Joy Behar says, you know, they have shirts, they have stores in Des Moines and in New Hampshire, Dr. Carson. Very odd interchange. Well, it's always odd when they're via satellite with the Skype and all that kind of stuff anyway, but he's an intriguing guy, for sure. We'll see what happens as we go on. Now, the Bernie v. Hillary deal is getting intense in New Hampshire. Bernie has a huge lead. I don't think there's any way Hillary can pull out a victory, but if she can close the gap a bit, get down to 10 to 15%, maybe she can claim a moral victory. She heads down to South Carolina, Nevada, etc. We'll see. Debate was pretty interesting. I saw a chunk of it. I didn't see all of it, but I saw enough of it to get an impression. They both came out pretty strong. What's your take? I know people are talking about it via Twitter. AB writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Claire says, from a debate, you can see why Bernie is for the people and Hillary just wants to be prez. Ouch. Tim says, good thing Bernie didn't bring up the email thing. He's taking the high road, a good, clean campaign, much more substantive than the Republicans, so says Cora. All right, I agree with that. There's more bickering there, but there are less of them, of course. And I hope Bernie continues to take the high road. By the way, on the email thing, you know, Hillary can't really catch a break, and I'm not saying she should get a break, but listen, Colin Powell did the same thing, and he also got tagged just yesterday with top secret, retroactive top secret classified information, as well as Condoleezza Rice. So he called it an absurdity. So I think she's got the moral victory there, but the Republicans will make hay all the way till the bitter end. You can count on that. Jan says the difference in the answers to the Iran, Russia, North Korea question is the reason Hillary should be the nominee. So there's lots of talk out there. Bryn retweeted something that they issued from Slate magazine saying Hillary needed a knockout punch. She didn't land one. Okay, ouch. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, all those folks who are walking around working for the candidates up in New Hampshire, and you're working for Carly Fiorina, say, or Ben Carson, you might want to just come in from the cold. Here's Joni Mitchell on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show.
Back in 1957, we had to dance a foot apart. They hawk on us from the sidelines, holding their rulers, wheel out a heart. And so with just a touch of our fingers, all we could make our circuit be explode. All we ever wanted
slim, a rockin' sky. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall. American maid is 5 foot tall. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away and see what we could find. Hope the days that fly ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what they said to you. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your Blanca going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my clothes. Cotton hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stretch your leathers, we can wear at home.
Well, let me hear you now. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train.
I repeat, sir, where's the goodies?
How about I come over Sunday and watch the Super Bowl together?
Yeah, you ought to Now our Our New York correspondent Bob Elliott is covering the literary scene tonight, so come in, Bob.
It seems as if every year they're coming out with bigger and bigger books at higher and higher prices. Now, the author of one such work is here with me now. You are Mr. Nelson, Alfred E. Nelson, am I correct
in
that?
That's right, and the book I wrote is A History of the United States.
Yes, well, I've been looking through this copy we have here. It's 1,100 pages long, isn't it, Mr. Nelson?
And at that, I'm just beginning to scratch the history of this country.
Well, now, there are quite a few questions I'd like to ask you about it. First of all, as I remember, you had Abraham Lincoln driving to his inauguration in an automobile. Did you check on that at all?
Well, there are several glaring errors in the book that unfortunately I didn't catch. Now, that was one of them. Referring to the father of our country as Nelson Washington. That was another one. You know, actually, I was thinking of my own last name there, you know. Actually, his real name, I think, is George.
Yeah, well, you have a number of things like that in the book here, and I think you had the editor of Poor Rich's Almanac as Benjamin French or something like that.
Yeah, instead of French, it should have been Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. Well, now, when did all these things come to your attention, these mistakes, these glaring errors?
Well, a friend of mine brought them to my attention. After the book was published, I sent out copies to the reviewers, you know, on various newspapers and TV stations. And then I sent one to my friend. And he no sooner got a hold of it than he called me at home and he started to point out, you know, several little errors that unfortunately got through.
Yeah, well, like on page 820, if I remember, you have the first capital of the United States in Bailey's Mistake, Maine.
Yeah.
What prompted you to do a thing like that?
Well, it was just carelessness on my part.
Do any research at all for this book?
Well, quite a bit, but what happened was that I relied on my memory a great deal.
From what you learned in school?
Yeah, what I learned in school, that's right.
How far did you go in school, by the way?
I went through the eighth grade.
You wrote an 1,100-page history book with only an eighth-grade education.
Yeah, well, we had a very intensive history course.
Yes, but an eighth-grade education isn't enough to qualify a person, even a genius, to write a book of this sort.
Well, that's what you say, you know.
Your book proves it, Mr. Nelson.
Well, look, I had all the facts. It was just that, you know, I had the names wrong. A few dates were wrong.
Right.
For example, I had the Civil War happening in 1911.
Yes.
Which, you know, was wrong, of course, right?
Yeah.
That I could have checked by asking almost anybody on the street. But here again, I was too dogged. You know, when I sit down on my typewriter, I just start and want to get through. You know, just put me on the
I understand. Frankly, I think this is a pretty sloppy piece of work.
Yeah, it's a shabby piece of work, and I'm the first to admit.
It also sells for $47.50, which is a ridiculous price for an 1,100-page thing like this.
Well, look here, it's leather-bound. The publisher, you know, he's fit to be tied with the mistakes.
So. I don't care about the binding anyway. It's the book inside that's important.
Well, the binding does mean something. It's real hand-tool leather, you know. Pages are nice and glossy and everything.
Let me just say that I'm not going to let any of my children see it when they ask me about history.
Well, let me put it this way. I'll never appear in your program again, either.
Okay with me. And that is our book report for this session. Back to Control Central.
Thank you, Bob. We'll be right back after these words.
I'm glad I showed up, because I love this part.
What a wonderful, wonderful world this could be. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science fiction. Don't know much about the French I do.
Slide rules for, but I do know one and one.
chapters and I turn the pages. Don't know nothing about no rise and fall. Don't know nothing about nothing at all. Girl, it's you that I've been thinking of. And if I could only win your love, what a wonderful, wonderful world this would be. What a wonderful, wonderful world this would be. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world.
It must be winter in my heart. There's nothing warm in there at all. I miss the summer and the spring, the floating yellow leaves of fall. A million colors fill my eyes. Roman candles and the stars, calendar says July 4th, but it's still winter in my heart. They say flowers bloom in spring, red. I don't know what the reasons are.
was born in the Bitterroot Valley in the early morning rain. Wild geese over the water, heading north and home again, bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast, softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. His mother died that summer and he never learned to cry. He never knew his father and he never did ask why. And he never knew the answers that would make an easy way. But he learned to know the wilderness and to be a man that way. His mother's brother took him into his family and his home. Gave him a hand that he could lean on and a strength to call his own. And he learned to be a farmer, and he learned to love the land. And he learned to read the seasons, and he learned to make a stand. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. On the eve of his 21st birthday, he set out on his own. He was 30 years in running, but he found his way back home. Riding a storm across the mountains and an aching in his heart. Then he came to turn the pages and make a brand new start. Now I never told the story of the time that he was gone. Some say he was a lawyer, some say he was a John. There was something in the city that he said he couldn't breathe. There was something in the country that he said he couldn't leave. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky. Now some say he was crazy, some are glad he's gone. Some of us will miss him, we'll try to carry on. Giving a voice to the forest, giving a voice to the dawn. Giving a voice to the wilderness in the land that he lived on. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies.
Morning.
Morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
That's an attention getter.
Saturday night, Saturday night, I
of Weekend, Forgotten 45s, and the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show. Daniel Boone, Circa 72 for Cat, Beautiful Sunday. And the Bay City Rollers, a blast from Shay's childhood past, 9-2 back in the 70s, and Saturday Night. Don't forget, if you've got a Forgotten 45, one of those great oldies rocking around your head that you'd love to hear, you can send us a message over at the Twitter feed at AB Writes, hashtag Forgotten 45, if we can find it, and Trudy works hard to root around those archives. And if it's in, we'll play it for you. A lot of fun to hear it once in a while, right? You can also send it over to the website, amybetharkowee.com. Also, some beautiful songs from John Denver and Emmylou Harris, Wild Montana Skies, the Abbott Brothers, Winter in My Heart, and Art Garfunkel and Company, Paul Simon, James Taylor, J.D. Souther, doing their version of the Sam Cooke classic, What a Wonderful World, which segues nice to the Bob and Ray classic bit about the guy who published a huge history book without benefit of a fact checker. You remember Bob Elliott, who passed away at the age of 92. Bob and his partner Ray Goulding were pioneers in the comedy world. Check out, if you go into YouTube and you fall into some of those great comedy bits, you'll see how they influenced so many people like George Carlin, Robert Klein, etc. They were a comedy duo and kind of unusual because there really wasn't an official straight man. In fact, I think it was... I'm not sure which one said it, but they said that, you know, we were two straight men working off each other in crazy ways. That kind of makes sense, right? So enjoy and find out. Hey, speaking of creativity, let's salute our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story today. Pam, up in Belfast, Maine. I'm just guessing it's chilly up there today. She says, thank you so much for sparking my creativity once again. I am back in my studio creating sculpture for the first time in over a year. Also contemplating writing, which I haven't done since college. I won't tell you how long ago that was. Thank you. Hey, by the way, I love your show. Well, thank you, Pam, for the kind words, and I'm glad that the challenge worked for you. Keep going. Please keep us posted. If the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it, and I think it also helps spark other people's imaginations and gets them going. So reach out to the website. It's AmyBethArkowy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. You can also stop by if you want some cajoling in that department. We can start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me. I just ask that you give me a week or so to connect, and we'll see what we can do about helping you get yourself into a creative jumpstart in the new year. So let's do it. AmyBethArkowy.com. You can also peruse my stories, The Eliza Gordon Mysteries, both Killing Time and Dead Silent are up for grabs there for ebook and paperback. And book three is coming soon, so dive in now if you haven't done so already. I hope you're going to like it. I think you might. So we've been losing so many luminaries. It's sad. Another great from the music world passed away yesterday, Maurice White. He was the founder, leader of the great band Earth, Wind, and Fire. That unique sound of horns and vibrations, soul, jazz, rock, little hints of disco. Well, Maurice Wright passed away at the age of 74. Losing so many greats, but the legacy of the music, it lives on. Not just a fantasy. We'll be right back.
since you've all been such good boys and girls, I would like to take everybody in this entire audience out for milk and cookies. There are buses outside. Everybody, follow me.
Foxes and White Winter Hymnal on the Amy Beth Arcuri Show. Indeed, we're experiencing that in the Northeast today. And celebrating Maurice White, who passed away yesterday at the age of 74, the innovator, leader, founder, arranger, producer, lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire and Fantasy. Rest well, Maurice. The music lives on, indeed. A good TV watching these days. Did you catch the ABC two-parter Madoff just wrapped up last night? I'm sure you can get it on demand, and you should if you missed it. Starring as Bernie Madoff, Blythe Danner as Ruth. It was powerful. It was poignant. It was really good TV. So catch it if you can. Richard Dreyfuss had a very intriguing moment on Good Morning America when he was asked, what was it like playing the most hated man in America? And he responded something like, well, I already did that. I played Dick Cheney. Caught off guard with lots of titters and laughter in the studio, for sure. But that one is worth watching. And speaking of scandals, the O.J. Simpson American Crime series, which is a 10-parter, just started last Tuesday. It's on FX, so that is a thing that they do a lot of repeats, but catch that one on demand as well. Cuba Gooding Jr. plays O.J. Sarah Paulson does a fine turn as Marcia Clark. And John Travolta, outsized, weird performance as Robert Shapiro. It's fascinating. So far, I like it. There's too many commercials on FX, but I guess if you DVR, you can fast forward it. Anyway, check that one out. We'll talk more about that on Tuesday. Hey, thank you so much for joining us in real time. Don't forget you can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. Follow me for the 24/7 conversation at AB Writes. You can also friend me on Facebook. Follow our show, BTR. Get the apps at the Mixcloud and Stitcher. Also select editions on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network, iTunes, etc. You want to find us? Hey, you'll find us, and of course, we want to be found. Thanks to PCS, and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Wherever you go, please drive safe, especially this weekend. Play nice, dream big, and bang on that drum all day, whether you're watching the Super Bowl or Downton Abbey like I am. We'll talk next time. Take care. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arcuri Show.